Proclamation number 0367 of 6th of April, 1938. Messages given by God Himself are indestructible. Everything that embraces the concept of the universe has been so arranged by God's wise counsel that it is useful for the further training of the individual beings who swarm through the universe in millions upon millions. The most sublime teachings about the miracle of creation cannot provide information in full depth. For where the natural thinking of man is limited, unlimited wisdom cannot be imparted. Thanks be to the Lord of creation that He grants you people the extraordinary grace to take a look into a part of creation in order to show you the wonderful work of the Godhead. The blessing of these revelations will not fail to appear. A new fresh thinking will enliven the people. They will listen attentively and recognize the Divine Spirit more easily and comprehensively than was the case up to now. The few indestructible values of this kind that God has directly communicated to mankind bear witness to the infinity of the universe. They bear witness to the divine rule and to the love with which the Supreme Being surrounds all other beings of the universe. These works will remain. No human work of destruction will have power over the messages given by God Himself to His earthly children. Let time pass over it, and you will know how wisely all His children are led, so that they may unite and carry out the will of the Lord in common action. So only will it be possible to cleanse the earth from the teachings that mislead it, but never will an opposing power influence these words. Because without the action of the Lord the world would have to put on a mourning garment. It would sink into the deepest darkness, and boundless spiritual misery would seize the earthly children. If not, the Lord in His boundless love took pity on them and through again and again new events, would create a way which would lead them out of all this spiritual misery and again onto paths full of light. You leave darkness in the knowledge of His Word, because you will be given so much strength through the Word, which you receive in goodwill, that from now on you will constantly strive and pray for grace, and then your soul will release itself more and more from its fetters. It becomes light and bright. It recognizes and accepts in grateful joy everything that is offered to it for strengthening and further training, and then the great need is overcome. The way to the Father is paved, and His love draws the soul eternally to Himself and His Father's house. Amen.